Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
It's been an interesting time for the Johannesburg Stock Exchange. And typically at the start of the show, we talk about the performance of the All Share Index. We run through some of the companies that have moved up or down in terms of major share price movements. And of course, we celebrate the new listings that make their way onto the stock exchange as they give you and I, as retail investors and institutional investors, new options as to where we can allocate our capital. Well, have you ever wondered, as an entrepreneur, what does it take for a company to list on the JSE? Well, to talk us through the listing requirements and really simplify a theme and a concept that we often take for granted, especially when it comes to the listing of big businesses, we join now by Sam Okorosi, who is the head of origination and deals at the JSE. Sam, such a pleasure to have you and welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Gugu. Always good to be with you and your guests and your listeners.
Thank you. Now, I've had the phenomenal opportunity, much like you and your colleagues at the JSE, to actually witness the listing take place on the day where the kudu horns are blown, the drums are getting beat, the dancers are singing, and there's ululation and excitement, right? But before all of that happens, there's a full process, right? And I'm hoping that maybe you can give us some insight firstly as to how that process might vary and differ depending on the size and scale of the company and the type of board they want to list on.
Sure. So you mentioned the board. So there's two boards on the JSE. There is the main board and the Altex. So the main board is our main kind of flagship boss. And the financial requirements there are that you should have been trading for 3 years and with proper audited financial statements for those 3 years. And be profitable at 15 million rand or more. And once you meet those criteria, there's a whole process that I'll come back to. On the Altex is really around smaller companies, startups, more innovation and companies that are doing interesting things like Silo Cyber, our latest listing. On the Altex, the requirement is actually lower than a lot of people would realize. We don't need a profit history. You can actually be a startup. All we need financially is a share capital of 2 million rand in the business. And a business plan that makes sense. The business plan has to be presented to our committee. And our committee will do all the checks and make sure that that it's a bona fide listing, bona fide business, etc. So that's the financial requirements.
Gotcha.
There's a whole lot of documentary requirements, but the best way to go through that documentary requirements is with what we call a sponsor, a JSE sponsor. And they can then advise you on the information that's required in your prospectus or your pre-listing statement, which is usually quite a heavy document that talks about who's in your company, who are your customers, how do you make money, what's your financial history and forecasts, what are the risks, what's happening in your market. So that can be quite a beefy document. It's like a business plan on steroids.
Yes. And it's important to emphasize this because that's exactly what investors will be reading, right? In order to build their knowledge and their level of trust to actually then put their money in your business, right?
100%. 100%.
I'm glad that you talked about it. Go ahead.
Sorry. And our role, of course, is that investor protection. So we want to make sure that when investors invest in the JSE, that there's proper safeguards to make sure that they've been given all the information to make an informed decision on the investment.
I'm glad you mentioned safeguards there too, Sam, because sometimes when we speak to executives of listed entities, they bemoan the level of compliance. And whilst it might be a lot of admin to go through, the truth is that it works for the benefit not only of the investors, but the business itself in order to make sure that it is financially fit, a going concern,
100%,
and able to 100%. Compete, right? So I guess talk us through that and how the JSE does manage and maintain this level of compliance. In other words, to make sure that businesses are doing the right thing beyond just a box-ticking exercise.
Sure. So it does start at the listing. And by the way, we do hear the bemoaning and we've been on a process of cutting red tape and simplifying our rules. And we hope that listed company CEOs will start to feel the lighter weight in terms of us taking out things that don't really add a lot to investor protection, but take up a lot of time and admin. But it starts with the listing, and so we would check all the documentation, tick all the boxes, make sure everything is above board, and then approve the listing. Once a company is then listed, there's regular oversight and ongoing monitoring of that business. And that happens through things like publicizing your financials every 6 months, so at interim and at year end. And then also anytime something significant happens in the business. So if the CEO resigns, or the FD resigns, or the CEO sells shares or buys a lot of shares, if the makeup of the board changes, all of those activities are then announced to the market through the stock exchange news service, which is SENS, so that the whole investment community can then get information about what's happening on the business. One thing that I know, as financial journalists, you guys watch a lot is trading statements,
Yes.
which really are very good to when something happens in a company, like Harmony, recently came out with a trading statement to say, guys, we're shooting the lights out, gold prices up, weaker rand, improved efficiencies, we are shooting the lights out, and so that's a good trading statement. Sometimes trading statement says, compared to last year, we're not going to do so well because the market is difficult, etc., etc. So we think our earnings are going to be lower than much lower than what they were last year. So those are the kind of things that help the investor community get those safeguards, get the right information, and it's all about disclosure.
100%. Sam, unfortunately, we have to leave it there for today, but I appreciate how you've simplified this story for us so easily. Thank you again for your guidance and helping to educate us to just have a better understanding of the requirements of listing. That's just the tip of the iceberg that Sam Mokorosi, Head of Origination and Deals at the JSE, has been able to assist us with, just in terms of understanding what are the listing requirements here that businesses do need to go through. And as you've heard, depending on which particular type of part of the board you'd actually like to be listed on, the main board, you need to have revenue of over 50 million rand for 3 years, and of course sustained profitability and outcomes that we've seen there. Altex, well, great idea if you have at least 2 million rand, as he mentioned, in share capital, and no history necessarily of profit. And what we did witness yesterday was the listing of what's called a SPAC on the JSE. That's a special purpose acquisition company, a business that essentially is set up as a shell in order to purchase and acquire other businesses and investments. And we had one such company do that just yesterday that actually focuses on the growth and the pharmaceutical use of marijuana. Very new to the JSE, but very common when it comes to stock exchanges in the United States. So it's going to be interesting to see how this new cannabis-based company does do on the Johannesburg Stock Exchange.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.